Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, February 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Cape Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the forthcoming council and parliamentary elections.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. The Ministry of Health reports that 5 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 158 tested positive for COVID-19. Nearly 5,400 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started worldwide.
The ministry also reports that over 4.3 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.3 million their second dose.
Tonight, we are also focusing on the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections in Zimbabwe set for March 26th this year, which is next month.
Most council and parliamentary seats fell vacant when Douglas Monzora's MTCT recalled those who were linked to the MTC alliance then led by Nelson Chamisa.
And in sports, it's Senegal versus Egypt in the Africa Cup of Nations finals in Cameroon this weekend. So we'll be asking you, our followers and listeners, to also predict who you think will take the cup this year.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Marvelous. Kanise ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu nge-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-5 ababulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo. Wathi ke bayo 158 bahlolwe batholakala beligciwane leli. Nxa kukhangelwa ke abantu baphephe izolo, bafika 358. Kuzokuthi ke nxa behlolisisa konke sokwenzakala, selokho kwaqhamuka umkhuhlane lo. Sokulabantu 5,357 asababulawa COVID-19. Lokho kuphakathi kwenani labantu abayi 230,000 asababanjwa vele COVID-19. Waphepha ke abedlula 220,000. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu abayedlula abafika phose 4.3 million asabahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abafika 3.3 million sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. So abantu abale-COVID-19 khona manje kwele Zimbabwe bayi 4,458. Yes, jike singene kokunye njalo esikukhangela namhlanje, sikhangela ukhetho lwama-by-elections azayenziwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi kumele enziwe ngombimbitho lo nyaka. So kukhanya ke kuningi esingakhuluma ngakho, sikhuluma labanye abantu abazancintisa ukhetho lolu, labanye ke abajiyeneyo Marvelous. So kuningi okumele sikuhlafune lapha. So ke nxa sokubuya ke okunye inguqu, yakhumbula ukuthi kule Africa Cup of Nations yayenzakala khona ngale kule Cameroon. So ke sibonile izolo Egypt ishaya iCameroon 3-1 kuma penalties. So kutsho ukuthi ke Egypt izangena ke ku final le Senegal. Siyazi Senegal phela ilabo sade umanelwa umfana unzima. So sizabona ukuthi kuyahamba njani. So ke kunjalo ke nxa siya phambili Marvelous asiqhubeke.
Ayiwathi nokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk nasi nemusi 5 February 4. Nasi tiri kutarisa zvakawanda, tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda munyaya yemabai elections kuti ndevapi vachange vachikwikwidza kunge vari mukanzuru. Uyeje vari vadare muparamenti. Tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa nyaya yenhabvu tichiona isu kuti pari zvino pasara ipo Egypt neCameroon kuti ndiani achatora mukombe weAfrica Cup of Nations. Tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare tichidzokera kunyaya yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu five vakawanikwa ivo vachifa kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro. Uyezve vanhu 158 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri nezuro. Kubva denda iri ratanga pane vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri vanosvika ivo 5,400. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino tinoona kuti pane vanhu vabayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 million nekukwira. Uyezve nyika inofanira kubaya vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuwanikwa kuti denda iri iwanikwe nyika ichisvika pavanoti ivo herd immunity. Asi nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvozvi uyezve tichitarisa kuti ivo vari kukwikwidza mumabyelections vari kuti chii chavachange vari kupa kune veruzhinji vemunyika.
Yes, Marvelous, let's start with Harare where there are so many of these kind of by-elections.
Ndinonzi Marara Norest Chureke. I'm the candidate here at the central constituent for member of parliament under the MPC Alliance. Voti ndikufarira chaizvo because ine makwikwi akanaka chaizvo nekuti ndikutarisira kukunda nenyaya yekuti ndatenderera mumusha ndaona zviri pagrounds ndikuona kuti vandiri kukwikwidzana navo vari kutaridza sokuti vanhu vasiri kudiwa nevanhu zvichibuda nemabasa vanga vachishanda pamakore apfuura kunyanya vatiri kuda kuedza kutsiva vanga vari member of parliament patatenderera mumusha tiri kusangana nezvichemo zvakawanda zvavanzitaurwa nevabereki zviri kutaridza kutsutsumwa nekusafara kwavo kuti munhu wataiisa panzvimbo makore ese anga asiri kuoneka mumusha so titori nenyaya yakaitika musi wesaturday yapfuura patakapotsa tamhanyiswa mumusha wekwenzitel tichifungidzirwa kunzi tiri nhengo yevai vai vanga vambori foma mp vabereki vane zvigumbu zvakanyanya ende patani tichitaura nevabereki nyaya dzedu navo shoko redu riri kufamba zvakanaka vabereki vari kutiteerera shoko redu riri kupinda vabereki vari kuti vakamirira kutitsigira ende ndinovimba kuti ndinokunda musaruti
mayuthi mazhinji ari kubasa ndeemgc nenyaya yekuti ukanzo pakunobuda mabasa vemgc vanotora mayuthi avo emgc voendesa kubasa mayuthi ezanup f haana mukana waari kuwana kuti azoenda kubasa saka nechione ichocho ndechakaita tizomirawo seyuthi kuti tigone kutiona kuti tikapindawo muofisi hatigone kuzvigadzirisa here kuti mayuthi ezanup f awanewo mukana wekuti aende kubasa nekuti haana ari kuvamiririra nekuti makandidhesi anga ari mumusha wedu weglenora ese anga achibva kumgc anga achibva kuopposition saka tata kutofesa challenge yekuti kunyange munhu mgc asingaide kunyange baba wako ari muhovheti asi tachakuitika ndechekuti kana mwana awana basa kuti mhuri yake uirarame mgc yanga kutotibira mayuthi naizvozvo chero baba vake vakatino mwanangu gwarira wakutora harisiriro asi nenyaya yekuda kukudya mwana uona kuti mhuri yoparara here vanhu vachitadza kuenda kuchikoro here chiregai ndingoenda nenyaya yekuti chaari kunotsvaga ikoko ibasa
saka mutazvigadzirisa seizvo
saka magadzirisiro achoda kuzviita ndeyekuti kana tichinge tapinda muofisi tomirawo nevana vedu ebato rezanup f kuti vana vaende kumabasa vana vawane maprojects nonga zvaizvozvi ndine mamwe maprojects atatakaintrodusa anga achiitwa mumusha weglenora akaita sebaking kubheka makeke kubheka chingwa vanhu vachidzidza mabasa emaoko kubika kobra tine zvizhinji zvatatichiti tikagona kuwana even vanotibatsirawo financially tirambe tichisimudzira maprojects anobatsira mayuthi anobatsira vana mai naana baba nekuti maprojects iwayo haatarisi zera haatarisi area anongoitwa nemunhu wose
ye omunye walavo ke avancintisayo abafesa kuti vangene kunamba ke kuma-elections lava so siyabona kuqala ke kunorest marara la ufuna ukuthi angene kunangale eharare kodwa sizwe ke umavelas ukuthi uthini ngabantu laba bobabili mavelas qhubeka khona
aiwapo tsanga tiri kunzwa kune vachange vari kukwikwidza muharare taona isu vanorest marara vanga vari kuti vakamirira bato remdc alliance tikazoonazve vanga vakamirirawo bato rezanup f vachitaurawo kuti ivo vanofungidzira kuti vachavahwina vanga vari kuti vari kuimomo muharare vachitaurawo zvakare kuti munguva yapfuura mdc ndo yanga yakabata nzvimbo zhinji muharare imomo uyezve ivo vari kufungidzira kuti panguva inoyi ivo sezanup f vanogona kukunda sezvo vari kuti ivo vane zvizhinji zvavachange vari kupakurira vanhu vemunzvimbo dzavari kukwikwidza
yes lobaba ke umhlanga ualbert mhlanga ke ukonangale ephumula wayekwebambile iconstituency leyi seyefisa ukuthi abuyele futhi njalo eu-mdc alliance so umhlanga ke uthi ungumuntu wasebenza labotswangirayi labogibson smanda labantu abaningi kakhulu so uyafisa ukuthi abantu bembisele esikhundleni
My name is Albert Mhlanga. I've been nominated to represent Phumula under the banner of MDC Alliance, which is a pact of about 7 parties aligned to form the alliance. My political history starts when I was a councillor at Ward 16, Gwabalanda, which I did about 2 terms as a councillor, and I'm proud I did it very well. And after 2 terms being a councillor, I had a chance to be a deputy mayor of this city of Bulawayo under the leadership of Ubaba Undabeni Ncube. And according to the people of Bulawayo, that was the best council they ever had. They wish we could repeat the work they've actually, the task they've actually given to us. I proceeded then to Parliament of Zimbabwe, where I also shined. Those who knew in Parliament, knew me in Parliament, they knew who they'd represented. They've got a true representation. I did my representative role, all the issues, all the problems concerning Pumula, I was taking them to Parliament. And in Parliament, I did exercise my overall role of monitoring ministries, which that role every member of Parliament is supposed to be having. I was in the Committee of Transport, Committee of Health, a number of committees, which I'm also not new. There will be no need for training people like us. It will be just going as work as usual. I therefore beg and urge you people of Pumula and Greater Bulawayo to vote me to Parliament of Zimbabwe. Aluta continua. Ngimela edale lePumula eParliament yeZimbabwe. Lapho enginominethwe khona ukuba ngiye contesta mhlaka 26 under the MDC Alliance banner. Politically, mina ngu People's Democratic Party, AUA ingxenye ye Movement for Democratic Change Alliance. Yikho ke bangikhethile ukuthi ngifile leyo game. Ipolitiki zami aziqalisanga namhlanje, ziqalise ngingukansila egobala. Ngachaya amathemu amabili. Ngaphinda njalo enye ithemu ngayichaya sengu-deputy mayor wedorobho leli lakoBulawayo. Ngingumsekeli kababa uNdabeni Ncube. Ngisuka lapho ngangena ePharlamende, lakho phose ngachaya amathemu amabili ePharlamende kangimutsha. Yikho-ke ngiyalinxusa zakhamizi zePumula bantu bakoBulawayo ukuba lingibisele eParliament ngiyeqedisa umsebenzi esawuqalisayo lakubaba uMorgan Tsvangirai. Ngibe kuyingqondo enhle sibili ukukhumbula umuntu wezwa uTsvangirai ukuthi sifome i-alliance, ngoba nxa kungela alliance akula umuntu oyedwa ongakhipha izano lapho, ngoba sesibonile ukuthi kuyahlupha ukungazwanani kwenza izano iqhubeke ibuze. Yikho-ke ngiyalincusa kakhulu zakhamizi zakoBulawayo Pumula omuhle.
Yeah, marvelous. That is the aspiring member of Parliament for Pumula. He is Mr. Albert Mhlanga. He was once in that position, so he still wants to get back in that position, or let me say in that seat, as the member of Parliament for that area. So he's one guy who has worked with so many politicians, you know, in the past. He used to work with Tsvangirai, he worked with Gibson Osmanda. And then he worked with the Welshman Ncube and many, many other politicians. So he says he's begging people to vote for him. He says there's a lot that he can do for people in Pumula. And in most cases, when some people are elected, he says they go to Parliament and become sitting ducks. You know, they don't do anything there. So he says he doesn't fear anyone. He'll always say what he wants. And that's him. That's Mr. Albert Mhlanga.
Aiwa apo tanga tikunzwa kubva kuna vaAlbert Mhlanga vanotivo vachange vakamirira Pumula kuti vawanikwe vachisarudzwa ikoko. Vari kutivo vakamboshanda zvakare mukanzuru yeBulawayo vachitivo vanga vari mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wameya wemuguta iroro. Vakati hanzi ivo basa ravakaita vazhinji vanovataurira kuti panguva apo vanga varipo pabasa ipapo ndiwo kanzuru yakashanda zvikurusa munzvimbo iyoyo yeBulawayo. Saka vari kuti havasi kutya kuti vanodyiwa nevamwe vanhu, asi vachange vakamirira MDC Alliance vachitsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti vadzoke zvakare muParamende.
Yes, we have got another person that is contesting the same seat, and that is Mr. Richard Ncube. He'll be under ZAPU. You still remember, there's a big party called ZAPU, right? It used to be big, and maybe it's still big, I'm not sure. So let's hear what he's saying about his party. And he's also, like many ZAPU supporters, talking a lot about devolution of power.
Richard, ilunga lezapho ngizamela izapho ku lukhetho lobo MP ephumula constituency. Umbono wami ke ngoba ephumula bezaba isibonelo kumanye ama constituency. Iphumula ezaba igijima phambili abanye belandela. Silandela ke umbono wezaphu wokuletha amandla ezabelweni. Ngiyaloyisa ukuthi ngiqhubekise phambili umbono wami wokusebenza labantu bonke abakukhonstituensi. Ngisebenze nzima, ngisebenzela ukubambana kwabantu abehlukeneyo ngezigaba zabo. Ndimi bonke okusihlukanisayo kodwa sibambane. Ngiza kwenza-ke ukuthi bonke abakusigaba zethu constituent yethu, ama-residence associations, ama-church, amabhizinisi, abezombangazwe, abezomthetho, abazali labantwana, sonke sikhuthaze ukuthula lokuba lobuntu esigabeni. Ukuthuthuka kwesigaba kuza kweyama ekuhlalisekeni kwesigaba sethu, njalo abathungameli begobela intando yabantu sisenza izinto zonke sizibeka egcekeni. Ngingavotelwa ngiza kusekela izinhlelo zonke. Siyananzelela phakathi kwethu kulezi nhlelo zokuphathisa abaswelayo, sizazisekela. Kulezi nhlelo ezenziwa ngabanye ukuthuthukisa ezomdabu, sizazisekela. Sizasekela amabhizinisi aqalisayo, sizasekela olutsha nxa lufuna ukuvula amabhizinisi, sisekela abadala, sisekele ngakho konke. Sizasebenza sibili ndawonye kakhulu njengesigaba. Yikho sisithi amandla ebantwini, amandla ezabelweni, la ezabelweni.
Yes, marvelous. That is Mr. Richard Ncube. He is the aspiring member of parliament for Phumula. You know, that's where Mr. Albert Mhlanga is. And there are also some other contestants in that particular place. So he's talking about devolution. He's talking about people working together all the time. And he says, you know, as ZAPU, they are going to make sure that power is in the people and not power in politicians, you know?
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kubato rezapo riri kutiwo iro richawanikwawo richikwikwidza munzvimbo yePhumula, uyezve vari kuti ivo kana vapindawo pachigaro vachaona kuti masimba anoenda kuvanhu kwete kubato.
Yes, we also have Mr. Fungai Chikosi. He will be contesting in Harare. He will tell us exactly what he's going to be doing there. So let's go straight to him. And he is also here with Mr. Mavuso Chabalala, who is campaigning for ZAPU. So there we go.
Contest ZAPU Kambuzuma constituency. And Daga Mirida da Bato Redu, not the MTC Alliance. No abatho be change ndofunga tese tongisi yapano and atina kana mvunzo kuti tino wina here kuina. It's beyond question. Shall we
zvi zvamuno tarisira kuzoitira vanhu muchinge makunda?
Kana ndichinge ndapinda kukambuzuma, tine maissues akati o atiri kutarisana nawo muconstituency medu, anosanganisira maroads edu, anosanganisira coordination yede kuona kuti mayouth vari kusapotwa zvakanaka here madzimai nevanenge vati kurei. Saka tichange tichitarisa nyaya dzakaita saidzodzo ndichidzifambisawo zvakare mubato redu reparamende uye ndichidzokerawo kuconstituency ndichinotaura nevanhu ndichinzwa zvido zvavo. Ndodzokera zvakare kumacouncillors edu tichigadzirisa maissues anenge achida kunge achigadzirwa necouncil.
I am here standing for MDC Alliance. As we all know, MDC Alliance is one of the biggest opposition parties in Zimbabwe. And today I have submitted my candidature for Kambuzuma constituency, where I'll be contesting for the House of Assembly. To the people of Kambuzuma, I ensure them a people-driven participation in the House of Parliament. What has happened before is that our parliamentarians have not fully consulted with the people in terms of the issues that need to be put in the House of Assembly. I promise to be consulting the people. It does not matter whether you are going to vote for me in this particular election or not. I will still come back to you, represent you, and make sure that your wishes and your desires are heard in the Parliament of Zimbabwe.
What is senze njani ungamabhuni lokho unganise kusigada amakhanda bathi hayi asiboneli plan la bafoma into ukuthiwa iZimbabwe African People's Union izaphu ngalelo la ngamhla ka 17 December bathe befoma izaphu bafunga bathi into leyi amabhuni ajayele ukubhana into leyi ayisoze yafayafa ayisoze yenza njani ayisoze yafayafa izaphu ingangena phansi yevumbuluka laphana unobu liyalwazi nxalu lapha esihlahleni siluhlaza luba luhlaza lwehlelwe emahlambini uyatshintsha ikhala lube semoteni emhlophe lutshintsha ikhala kodwa ikhala into leyana yini lunwabu yizaphu leyo yangena kwi-unity accord yaphuma yageni kuthiwa ngubani ukhamisa iyaphuma ilokhu iyizaphu bantu bakithi yafungelwa abadala bathi amabhuni lawa nxa behlangene bona bangabhalisi izinto bavumelane basayinelana phansi bayenza ama-affidavit badinge. Manje thina singabantu abamnyama sizasayina ngayo bathi hayi khona kulula loku babe bethi hayi thina silayo ethu i-affidavit i-African attire bagebha igodi bakhafulela bagqibela ngendololwane bafunga ijoyi elamakhalabuni bathi inyamazana isoze yafayafa ngalelo langa mhla ka 17 December 1961 yikho lapha leli lizwe lathola khona ibizwe elithi Zimbabwe. Before that yayingekho iZimbabwe. IZimbabwe yafonywa ibizo layo mhla ka 17 December 1961. Okungamapolisa lingakuzwa kungani kuyalisayinela limtshela ukuthi siyakhipha izethu wethu ngowethu ilongu to us. Abanye laba bazopanduka ngemuva sebesenza into yabo ye-tribalism. Kodwa-ke leli lizwe leli nezilonge ezizaphu ingenzanga lokho okumele ikwenze isifungo lesiyana hayi yijoyi mamasibili. Bantu bakithi isikhathi siyavuma isikhathi yiso lesi. Bonile benzile umbuso omubi for the past 41 years. Osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi thina sizaphu singene sithengise ukuthi hayi umbuso ubanjwa ngayo nalindlela eyiyo sisenza sisiya phambili kanye kanye siya phambili kanye kanye.
Ye Mavras nase Mavuso Chabalala is campaigning for Zaphu there. So he's saying, you know, Zaphu was formed long back. And there was a promise that it should fight for the liberation of the country. And it did exactly that. But after independence, things went haywire, according to him and the party. So he says time has come for people to vote for ZAPU. So then we heard from Chikosi saying, you know what, vote for MDC Alliance in order to have prosperity. So you see, there are so many of these kind of views all over the show, right?
And I saw that he's also wearing yellow. Is that the ZAPU color?
Yeah, that's the ZAPU color. They started doing that maybe 3-4 years ago.
So there's likely to be, you know, confusion, I think, in the ballot box. But apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vari kutsigira MDC, vari kutsigira CCC. The MDC Alliance, and
vari kutsigira MDC Alliance. Yes,
MDC Alliance, ku Harare, kwa vari kutsigira ikoko. Vari kufunga kuti vachawina uyezve tikanzwa kubva kune vari kutsigira ZAPU vachitaurawo maonero avo kuti vari kufunga ivo kuti vachakunda sezvo vakatanga basa iri pachiri nenguva kudhara dhara zvekuti vari kuona kunge munzvimbo yavari kuwanikwa vachikwikwidza zvichabuda zvakanaka.
And we also have a ZAPU activist, and that is Mr. Maclaus Banda. He's in Bulawayo. He says, no way, no party can win as long as ZANU is there. Just forget about it.
When usese munchani bakwazi kuti kugijima la mayouth ezanu kambe lonyaka uyangena yini kumncintiswane lowo?
Hayi, mina lonyaka angingeni kumncintiswane, but ndizasapota bona babazangeni.
Uthina ama-elections la kuthi abuya ama-by-elections la?
Ama-by-elections yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi yenzakale, and mina mbona ngani ngebandla lethu elikhona ngendlela esiyiyo khona kathesi i-strength esilayo. Mbona ngani hayi sizadobhadobha sibambe lapho esibamba khona. I think sizabamba ama-constituents two or so esingawabamba. Ngoqela ukuthi mbona onkulumane lama-councilor lapha khona kubo-Country Park ubo lapha ku-Ward 7. Ya, mbona ngani singadobha.
Ubona ngani kunini vele lingazakelwa wawini la kobulawayo? Ubona ngandlela abantu bona ngani this time liyawini?
Ngibona ngani ukuthi siya wina, it's because of ukuthi it's a new dispensation, it's a new beginning ezanu PF, and siku sesikhathini kulabantu abatsha abangenileyo emncintisweni lo. Yikho ngibona ukuthi maybe kathesi lathi singadobhadobha
ngoba ngo-2023 uzangena yini wena?
Ya, ngo-2023 lathi sizazama khonapho ukuthi ngingene.
Ungeke usesemutsha phela wena?
Ngoba sasemutsha, hayi sizazama ukuthi ngingene.
Kodwa sokwakhona kwathi into hayi kubona ukuthi kwenza ukuthi ungene uzakutshintsha ebandleni lapho.
Kuningi kakhulu. Kuningi kakhulu okungayenza ukuthi njengabantu abatsha ngoba siyabe sizifanana sikwazi ukuthi sifuna ukwenzayo okungayenza ukuthi sikwambe sidophe.
We know which abantu bakobulawayo lapho thini kubo so siyavota uthi
abantu bakobulawayo. Mina ngikutsho kakhulu abantu bakobulawayo ngokuthi umuntu oyabe efuza ukuthi engingani umuntu ofuza ebekwazi ukuthi khona ulwela i-region yakithi ebekwazi ingayilwela ulwela ubulawayo. Ngakuthi ungenile engu-MP kungabe ungu-MP lwalokuthi ungenile nawo ngumbe ngumuntu wekhezi kumbe ngumuntu welupane kumbe ngumuntu wezarapano uthole ukuthi umuntu usesebenzela kibo lapha asebenzela khona avela khona kuze ukuthi umuntu nxa engwako obulawayo elwele ubulawayo elwele lapho akhona angenile khona engalweli kwezinye lapho akhona angenile kwezinye.
Right, so that is Mr. Maclaus Banda. He belongs to ZANU PF and he's saying, you know, ZANU PF is going to sweep, you know, in this by election, so he's very confident. He says it's because it's a new dispensation, so they are going to do their best. There's a lot that he says ZANU-PF is actually doing for the people, and so it will continue doing that and is attracting a lot of attention. Marvelous.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mutsigiri webato reZANU-PF vachiti ivo semaonero avo bato ravo reZANU-PF richakunda musarudzo dziri kuuya dzemaby elections nekuti semaonero avo vari kuti ivo bato ravo reZANU-PF riri kuita zvakawanda chaizvo uyezve vari kufara naro.
So before we take in our guests, let's have another video from Esnat Kumalo, who was talking to Ezra Chisaspanda about what she can do in Ward 12. You know, she represents the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. So she's very confident that she's going to win, and she says she's the right person to vote for.
Yeah, namhlanje lethu elihle lapha sathi ngizokwatshela ibandla ke la Republican Party of Zimbabwe. Ama Republicans lapha ngikhumalo bani mama?
Kumalo is not Kumalo.
It's not Kumalo wena ngibadlalela ama Republicans ke. Uyi candidate la?
Eh, ngi candidate.
Akusitele mo ngawe lokuthi candidate.
Yeah, ngizinikele ukuba yi candidate from
Ungubani abantu bathatha phela babekwazi ukuthi uNathi ungangaphi la ngaphi la.
All right, mina uEsnat Khumalo ngiyi candidate. Mina vele ngidabuka kwaPhezimbabwe kodwa ngiweSigodini. Ngizomela abantu bawobulawayo. ngokuzinikela kwami ukuthi lami ngizinikele
lapho mkhulu i candidate yangapha
ye RPZ
yena ungapi iphela indawo
ngu 12 injubelo bengulo lapho engimele khona oba yi candidate oba yi council so ngizinikela ukwenza leyo nto ukuthi lami ngibe yi part of entweni leyo yokuba yi candidate ngikujabulele kakhulu
lapho ufuna ukwenza nokumela abantu njani uthini wena
ukumela abantu kulabantu leyo i-Y12 kulabantu abadala kakhulu abangasakwanisi lutho izindlu ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yezikwereti ezinye zivaliwe ngendaba yamagetsi abasakwanisi lutho abaselabo omkabo so ngunanzelela ukuthi kuyadingakala ukuthi ngingumama ngikhangele lezi zinto ezinjalo njalo lezikolo zethu azisalunganga sezidilikile lamafloors akhona segugile so ngazinikela ukuthi nxa ngaba ingcenye yaleli bandla ngimele izakhamuzi zakuvile 12 lami ngingenza okufunwa ngabantu
so lapha ke wena ufuna ukuya ecounciling kuyini obona nizafika ukutshintshe kucounsile kobulawa kuyini abakwehlulekayo bona abakusecounsile kobulawa
ya kuningi abehlulekayo izikolo lokhu ezindala izikolo zilamabhentshi abantwana balamabhuku amasuriji agcwele all over idoti gcwele amaphepha akuklinwa njengobulawa engimaziwa kudala so ngizama ukuthi nxa ngangena ngingazama ukuthi lami khonapho engisole khona ngikwenze
lona-ke ibandla lakho leli libunjwenini lilabantu
ya lilabantu mina ngingene kilo ngo-2018 lona libunjwe ngo-2017
likhokhelwa mbani
ngukwanele hlabangani
kwanele hlabangani new president nguye okhona-ke ku-trandan uhulumende kuthiwa ne-organization ikoba so utheni yena nomongameli wakho uthi wena kuyini azasebenza kwazi ancisa kobulawayo
utheni akuningi amamisteki la abonayo kobulawayo aso yibulawayo ayaziyo yakudala siyibulawayo egugileyo engalalutho esiphonguphila nje ngokuthi umuntu uyaphila kodwa kungalalutho olubambekayo
That is Mrs. Esnat Kumalo. She wants to represent Ward 12 in Bulawayo. So she's very, very happy that she's participating in these by-elections. And she's very confident that she may win, you know, that she's going to win, actually. So she's promising to fix certain places, like, you know, she's not happy about... you know, roads, the set of roads in the city. She's not happy about the sewer system in the city, the water system, and perhaps the entire reticulation system. She's not happy at all. But she says she can fix all that. So we've got Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of the Freedom Alliance, who's going to give us his take on what some of these candidates are saying. Let's start with welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube.
Thank you so much. So let's start with what Mrs. Esnat Kumara was saying here. She says, you know, it's possible that she can fix certain problems in the city of Bulawayo. She says almost everything is going the wrong direction. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much. I am actually appreciative of a lady candidate coming into the fray to say her place must be developed as it were. But I'm wondering how she is going to do it. And I unfortunately couldn't listen to her. I actually, when you bring them, I get cut off on this other end. So what we need now is not somebody who is telling us that I'm going to fix the road. We want somebody who is going to say, I am going to do A, B, C, D to fix the road. this is where we are going to get the money we need so much to fix the road, rather than to just come and make promises. Because as I tell you, it's 41 years into independence. Promises have been made, but delivery has not been forthcoming. So I would have expected the esteemed prospective councillor or MP to actually specify how she is going to do this, how she will be able to withstand the abuse of authority by ZANU, where all the money from the Bulawayo City Council, for example, will be taken by the minister who will decide whatever they want to do. If you remember, there is another video where the president of ZANU is saying to people, those that want to, where will they report? He was talking about the MTC Alliance, saying, where are they going to report it to so that their problems are resolved? We will only take those submissions from ZANU PF people. So we want her to tell us how she is going to deal with that.
So, marvelous. Yeah, I think you can hear what Mr. Ngoe is saying. Basically, the prospective councillor was promising that she's going to take care of the reticulation system. She would also take care of certain issues, you know, in the city of Bulawayo. So, but Mr. Ngoe is saying, you know what, instead of saying she's going to fix the road, she must tell us how she's going to fix the road. Mm-hmm. She says that's where the problem is. So, Baba Ngobe, what could be the debate? Marvelous.
Yeah, Tina Njenge Freedom Alliance is called a Kulu Gubo Mama. You could have told this structure, say to Sibu Manga Band.
Oh, yes, one of the yeah, network yakho bengazani yaqhumeka so sengibuzwe khona manje qhubeka ngizwe qhubeka baba.
Okay, ngicela ukuthi ngenzeke kanje. Okay, yeah. Yes. Thina ke siyakusekela ukuthi omama baphatheke kwezombusazwe. Kodwa ke siyamuzwa lapho yakhuluma umama uMakhumalo. Angisezwanga kahle ukuthi ngizwe ukuthi ufuna ukuba ngukansila uthi uzalungisa izinto. Ngithi sithi ke thina 41 years lokho esitshelwa kuthiwe ngiza kwenza umgwaqo. Kodwa ukuthi umgwaqo wakho uzawenza njani? Imali yakho uzayithatha njani? Izabe irayizwe njani imali yakho? Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi imali lezi eziphuma khonapha, sithi nxa kubulawayo kukhansili yakobulawayo ziyathathwa zisiwe eHarare imali leziya. Ukuthi ziphume khona ngale zimbanwa nguminister ahlale phezu kwazo imali leziyana, ziyesetshenziswa amakhampeyini engxenye awezanu kumbe kusemtorashanga khona. Sithi ke akasichazele kahle ke umuntu wakithi ukuthi uza kwenza njani, hayi ukuthi athi uza kwenza umgwaqo. Sifuna sitshele ukuthi uza kwenzani ukuze alungise imigwaqo lakho konke okunye okuhluphayo. Ngoba uhluphe sesilalo sokuyikuthi kufana lomuntu okhuluma ku-interview efuna umsebenzi. Ukhuluma athembise ikampani ukuthi uza kwenza izimanga, uthole ukuthi uzabe etshonelele hlezi hlalele esitulweni kungalanto ayenzayo. So sisesicela ke isesifuna idelivery izithembiso ezibonakalayo ukuthi lesi singenzeka lesi. Nxa umuntu esithi uzakuthengela athen uzakuthengela isitimela esehluleka ukuthenga okulufudwanyana kwemota encinyane, kuhle ukukutshengisa ukuthi into anithembisa yona umuntu lo kayikho.
But certainly people have to make promises, right? These kind of days.
Yes, that's how politics is. And politics is now the arena where you just promise anything. Uthembisa abantu isibhakabhaka ukuthi ngizabe ngizolibekela isibhakabhaka libukela ngama weekend. Kodwa ukwazi ukuthi angeke isibhakabhaka sakhona usilethe ebantwini.
Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa vanobe vachitaura kuti ehe zvakanaka hazvo kuti vanhu vari kuuya vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vari kuda kuita makanzura kana vari kuda kuita maMP vachiwanikwa ivo vachitaura kuti tiri kuda kuzoita zvakati nezvakati, asi ivo semaonero avo vanofunga kuti vanhu vanofanira kuuya vane strategy yekuti vachazozviita sei kuti kana vati vada kugadzira migwagwa vachaigadzira sei. Panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti migwagwa iyi igadzirwe nezvimwe zvakadaro. Kana vativi vada kugadzirisa nyaya yemvura, vanofanira kutaura kuti mvura iyi vachaigadzirisa sei. Panodiwa mari yakawanda sei kuti mvura ikwanise kunge yakachena. Ndokutaurawo kuri kuita vanyude, asi regai tienderere mberi nechirongwa chedu.
Yes, we still have got some other people that want to contest, and one of them is going to contest in Kulumane, and here he's talking to Esau Chisaspanda about what he's going to do for the people of Nkulumane.
Ndabahlangana ke njalo ke Republican Party of Zimbabwe ke omunye la ozancindisa kukhetho lwama-by-elections kwa-March 26. Nunzana ngubani?
Amini gama nguGregory Lovejoy Ncube, ngumfana okhulele ozalele eWange, eWange College Hospital, masephuma ngazohlala khonapha eBulawayo. So ngumuntu okhulele eNkulumane from primary school, secondary school up to the date. Ngumuntu onokhampana ekhaya. So yebo, ndemsebenzi yokucula ngiyenza lokho lokhana, but ngingene ku-Republican Party of Zimbabwe, RPZ in abbreviation. Sikhangelele ukuthi silungise
ibunjweni party.
Ibunjwe 2018. Yes, sikhangelele ukuthi silungise inhlupho esizibonayo njengabantu esigabeni. Siyabe sihlangana nenhlupho eziningi, kodwa siba labantu ababasezindaweni lezi bethi bayalungisa, kodwa bayabuya.
Yini osule kakhulu okwenzakala eNkulumane la?
Uyabona eNkulumane sile uhluphi kakhulu, singakhangela ebantwaneni besifazane, i-youth, girl child, labantu abangomama. Bahlezi bele nhlupho eziningi ezokuthi kudingakala ukuthi bancediswe, ngoba abantu bangomama kumele banakekele. Kodwa lotha kule same problem from day one, ngimncane ngikhula ngiphuma endlini ngishiye umama ngikwazi ukuthi lohlupho oluthile ngiphenduke futhi ngishole kufanayo lakatesto ke kuyinto efananayo. So yikho esikudingayo, ngoba ungananzela kulabanye abantwana abangakwanisi ukuthi bazithengele ama-toiletries. There are other children who are not even able to pay school fees. Kulabanye ogogo abahleziyo abangekho la ku-pension fund, okuthi uyathola ukuthi ebesehluleka lokuthi umzukulu akamkhulise njani, ngoba behluleka kumthatha even i-birth certificate. Kulama-problems amaningi esigabeni sokuthi athola bengelakudla abantwana bedubeka, uzithola umntwana ehlezi kuyenza abanye abantwana besifazane begcine besiyakhomba ngenxa yokuthi she has to find a way to survive. So we must improve i-life yomntwana oyinkazana.
Uzakwenza njani iphathi yakhulu uli one MP uzakulobha ngaphiwa kwe-parliament?
Well, nxa ithuba selikhona lokuthi ngene e-parliament, ngihamba ngiyayikhuluma kuhle kuhle labo, sibonisane, bangizwe ukuthi ngithini, ngoba ukukhala kwabo sisi bami labanabami uhlupho lwabo ngolwami.
Ane bakhala bathi even nxa uyimember ye-opposition ungaze ungene e-parliament akula nto ozayitshintsha lapha, wena ubona wani uzatshintshani?
Hayi, uyabona sengangingananzelela khona ukuthi kulabanye abantu abangenayo bahlale bephiwe futhi i-development fund kodwa bengenzi lutho. Izibuyele i-development fund yani. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi you work with the community irregardless of which political party they come from. Lihlale phansi lonke livumelane lenze ama-project proposals, then when that money comes you sit down and vote on what to do concerning that money. Le project ilabe liyibone i-productive to the community, then you do it. Akulanto ehlula abantu.
Kukhona lapha eNkulumane bathini abantu nxa bekhuluma lawo?
Well, abantu ngobhuti bami, ngosisi bami, I've talked to many of them and they know and appreciate. They are aware ukuthi ama-intentions ami ngawani, and I'm not a corrupt politician ukuthi mhlawumbe njona mbizi whatever ngigijima nithembisa abantu ezingekho, because my main aim is angifuni ukuthembisa umuntu lutho. I can promise my girlfriend, but I don't want to promise people things. I want ukuthi singeneni ku-ground sonke nini siyenze nini into okumele siyenze. Silungiseni isigaba sethu than to be making promises to them for no reason.
So ufuna ukuthi usenzele abantu ukutshintsha?
Ngifuna ukusebenzela abantu sitshintshe isigaba sethu ngoba ngikhaya. Nkulumane is ngoba ngikhaya. We don't need somebody. Nkulumane is my home. We don't need somebody to come from somewhere.
That is Mr. Gregory Ndlovu, who is going to be looking for some votes, you know, in Nkulumane. He says people should vote for his party. That is the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. And he says, you know, there's a lot that he can do for the constituency. And this is one thing for sure, you know, there are these constituency funds that are normally not being used in a very appropriate manner in terms of, you know, engagement with the community. So he says, if elected, you'll use that money effectively to turn around Nkulumane in terms of many, many things. Marvelous.
Aiwapo tsanga tiri kunzwa vachange vakamirira Republican Party kuNkulumane vachitaura ivo kuti kana vakasarudzwa vachange vari kunzwa upundutso munzvimbo yeNkulumane imomo, nekuti vari kuti pane mari dzakawanda dzinopiwa avo vanenge vari munzvimbo dzavanomirira dzavachazowanikwa ivo vachishandisa kuti vaunze kundutso munzvimbo iyoyi.
Yeah, so we still have maybe our last video, and this is the leader of the Republican Party. So as a Jesus Wanda managed to get as many people as possible belonging to that party, so that people can hear what other parties are thinking of.
Between the Ozonke Jigele Zimbabwe, Nyinkokeli Yebandla, the Republican Party of Zimbabwe, Inye Mabandla, Ezapatega, Kumkankaso Kona Gateswama by-elections, Ezuzawala, 26 March 2022. Esukukhuthaza kakhulu njengebandla ukuthi abantu abaphume ngobuningi babo bayeregista ukuvota. Sizwile ukuthi abezeki bazabe behambele indawana zonke ukuthi abantu bathole amathuba okubhalisa ukuvota. Ngoba nxa ungabhalisanga ukuvota kunzima ukuthi uyevota. Kodwa sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi abantu nxa besiyavota bakwenze bekhululekile, kungabi khona ukuncindezelana nokuthi ukutshawa kwabantu besalisa ukuthi bakhampeni endaweni ezithile. Sifuna konke kube nokukhululeka ngoba yiwumthetho weZimbabwe othi wona wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokwenza i-politics. So sinjalo siyiphathi yikho esikumeleyo. Sithembisa kakhulu ukuthi nxa sesikhethiwe sangena ema-ofisini sizakwenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu ukuguqula impilo zabo zisiba ngcono. Ngiyabonga.
Lapha-ke kuyavota kusenkulumane.
Thina njengephathi silamakhandidethi silokhandidethi wethu uGrigory Ncube ozabe simele ngu-MP enkulumane constituency, eyinye yama-constituency amakhulu kakhulu koBulawayo. Sibe naye njalo uStanford Nyoni ePhumula constituency ozabe mele isigaba soku-MP, noEsnath Khumalo ku-Ward 12 eloBhemula constituency. Sibathembile zinkokheli ezithembakeleyo lezi sezitshengisele ngokusebenza kwazo. Nxa ngikhuluma ngikhangele kakhulu uGrigory ungomunye wabaculi, ngilethemba ukuthi abaculi kuyabajabulisa lokhu ukuthi sebenomunye wabo obameleyo. Ngoba abaculi baleyindingeko zabo labo abafisa ukuthi zilungiswe.
Leli bandla likhanake libandla elikhulayo ngawukhangele lamalunga indawo lonke elizwe.
Ye, ibandla ukukhula kwalo baba Sibanda ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo asikhangelanga kuphela khonapha kuBulawayo lapho esikhona, sikhangelela iZimbabwe yonke. Siyaqhubeka sisebenza endaweni ezijeneyo, silabo amalunga eparty endaweni zabomanikaleni, silabo eHarare, ngikhuluma nebalaleli, silabo kumash south, silabo mash central, mash west. Asimanga kuphela, siyaqhubeka sigqugquzela ukuthi abantu bangene babe ngabalunga aleli bandla.
Nxa sikhangele kathesi-ke abantu abathi-kethi kungani kungabanjani umabandla lawo amancane wonke, abanye bahlale ukukhuma ngawo ukuthi ukhanye ukhaliphile, kungani kungabanjwana nabanye.
Ngibone ngathi kuyamele sibuyele emuva. Ungakhumbula sasivele silayo thina inkosi uMzilikazi yayibumbe isizwe. Ukubumba isizwe ukuthi ungenza iphothi zokwehlukanisa abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe kumele babumbane, ikakhulu ngangakhuluma ngabantu lapho endivela khona kwemathekeleland ukuthi akube nokubambana. Ukubambana kutho ukuthi ubani sokumele abe yinkokheli, ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuyaye kubambiswana ezikhundla. Noma sibona olutho ngesolinye kodwa sisuka sesihluphana ukuthi ozasikhokhelela ubani. Akunandaba ukuthi okhokhelayo ngoba nokuqakathekileyo ukuthi asiguquleni impilo zabantu. Nxa sivumelana ukuthi okumele kwenziwe yilokhu, akukhathalekile ukuthi nguwe eza ongasikhokhelela. Nxa sikubona ukuthi uzimisele ungakwenza lokhu, lami nginje ngizakusekela. Ngimi angilandaba ukuthi balokhokhelayo. Engicelayo ukuthi kube nokubambana, kube nokuthula, sibe le vision eyodwa, umbono owodwa othi wona sifuna ukuthuthukisa ilizwe.
Kunamaphathi amatsha abunjiwe nje bonile abochamse bunjiwe. Uthini ngakho lo?
So there you are, marvelous. So that is Mr. Wanele Hlabangana. He is the leader of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. He says people must unite, you know, so that they fight as a group. You know, he says it's far much better to fight as a group than to fight as individuals. So he's encouraging opposition parties to get together and make a plan, as the stupid lingo always say. Make a plan for.
What's very interesting to me, Gibbs, is the Republican Party. They seem to have quite a few candidates, but they have not been very vocal throughout the year. We're just seeing them during the election. What's your take?
No, I think perhaps they've been in Poland. You know, I posed that question personally to Mr. Hlabangana, and he said, you know, we're speaking through Poland. So I said, okay, but I never heard your voice in Poland. So maybe Mr. Ncube has got something to say there.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are also aware. I only heard about them, I think, late last year. that they were in Poland when we were talking about the cars and everything. Our problem is that we have parties that you will only see during election time. That is very concerning, especially for us who are looking at forging a united front against the authoritarian regime. So people like Dr. Hlabangani and others could do it far much better. They are talking about unity. They are very right on that one, because when you are united, the next person will actually advise you that we can't do things like this. You will sit down, then you share divergent views, then you will come up with the resolutions that you would actually market you better out there. So for them to come now, probably, it will be that they did not want to oppose ZANU-PF because they wouldn't enjoy whatever they are enjoying, within the confines of Poland. So that actually doesn't bode well for their campaign, I think.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? So there you are.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa tanga tanzwa isu kune mutungamiriri webato Republican Party vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vachange vaine vanhu vazhinji vachange vari kukupidza. Saka ndabvunza ini kuna Gibbs kuti bato iri Republican Party hatinyanyonzwa nezvaro, tiri kungorinzwa panguva imwe yesarudzo. Akati iye aiwa iye akambotaura navo akavabvunzawo mubvunzo iwoyo vahlabangana vanova mutungamiriri webato iri vakataura kuti vari mugungano Repolad. Saka tazonzwa kubva kuna vanyobe vari pano vachitaura ivo kuti zvinhu zvakadai hazviwanzofadza veruzhinji, nekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuziva kuti zvii zviri kuitwa nemapato aya, kwete kumirira kusvika pava panguva yesarudzo kuti vanhu vazonyatsonzwa kuti vari kuda kunge vachiitira zvii kune vanhu vachavavhotera. Saka ndo zvinhu zvatiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Tinoona kuti pane mapato akasiyana-siyana nyanya vanokwikwidza vatinozoona vachinyuka kana pave nesarudzo dzingave dziri dzemutungamiri wenyika kana sarudzo dzemabielections dzatakatarisana nadzo mwedzi unouya.
Kuta nobona nxa sukangela ubona kani kuyini okwenza ukuthi amabandla abe manengi nesikasokhethi kwenziwa kuyini konoko?
The problem is that amabandla ikakhulu ngingathi akhokhelwa ngumdlandla womncintiswano. Umdlandla wokuthi kuyini okuzakwenziwa awukho. Kulomdlandla wokuncintiswano ukuthi mina sengigijime phambili ngakuthiya ngafika ngadobha ibhanzi eliphambili. Iplanning yonke kumbe ukuhlela konke kuba ngokuthi ngiyefika ngidobhe ibhanzi leliyana phambili. Esithi khona ku-unsustainable. Into i-sustainable development ifuna abantu abale sustained programs ukuthi lihlala phansi likhangele ukuthi vele kuyini esifuna ukukwenzela uZulu. UZulu uthi isikhathi esiningi amabandla yiwo atshela uZulu ukuthi mina ngingunqube yime sengilimela, kukanti abantu yibo kumele bathi khona Ncube sicela ukukuthuma ukuthi uyesenzela lokho. Kodwa nxa sihamba ngomncintiswano, mina sengivele ngila abanye ngifuna ukugijima mbachiye, ngigijima ngize kini khonapho. Kuyingqondo esifakwe yizanu yona leyo ukuthi kwenziwa umncintiswano. Nxa umncintiswano esuphelile, izithembiso zane bezikhona azigcwaliswa. Kumele ukuthi ube lama-excuse nxa after uqeda ukuvotelwa usuzakhala uthi no kulama-sanctions, kodwa ubukhankasa kulama-sanctions. Uzakhala uthi zanu isingirobhile, kodwa ubukhankasa usazi ukuthi izanu iyakurobha. Thina-ke sithi lingahlala ndawonye sibonisane ukuthi madoda asihlaleni phansi sihlele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi uZulu uthini, ufuna ukuthi simenzeleni. Njalo singabi sisiya kuZulu siye sikhala sisithi sesirojiwe. Asihlaleni phansi sibonisane senze into eqondileyo lo Zulu asitheni. UZulu kade sikumbona eseze kwesinye isikhathi elingeka ukuthi avotele izandla. Usengathi kasakwazi kahle ukuthi kathi loba sikhala, sikhala inyembezi eziyizo kumbe sikhala inyembezi zezikhova. UZulu kasakwazi khonoko.
Yes, ngesilungu baba. what Kuruma?
Yes, the problem is that our parties or our politics is guided by competition more than ideas and principles. The idea is to compete, then as long as you are going to get some token or some incentive after competition, that's what you think about. That has been entrenched by ZANU, where you blindly go for competition. You are seen as the macho man, the one that has won. But you are offering nothing at the end of the day. All the promises that you made are not there. So for the opposition, we are saying, we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we must come together so that we build something that is sustainable. We are not going to be electioneering every time. We need to sit down, talk to each other without competition being before us. Then we are going to have sustained politics, politics that is going to work for the masses. And it must be the masses that tell us or ask us to stand for them. But we are seeing a trend where politicians come and tell the masses to say, I'm representing you in what, 24 in Kai South, for example, or I'm your MP candidate. They don't even know, because I'm actually doing it for my gain. It's not going to work for the people. And we as the Freedom Alliance, we are saying we need to have dialogue, we need to converge. And when we say people have spoken, they should really have spoken, not what ZANU says. ZANU will actually steal the vote. They will say people have spoken. We will also say people have spoken. Are we really sent by the people? Sometimes, largely, the answer is no. We are sending ourselves. And we are saying that should end.
Maybe also, you know, there's been some critics also of non-profit organizations like yourselves, that you are also benefiting from, you know, some of the events that are happening. What's your view?
I do not know how the benefit is there. For us, we are a convergence of individuals, pressure groups, political parties are there, faith-based organizations, they are there. I do not see any gain, because we are not people that would be funded to say, let's give you money, then you are going to do this. We are not like what ZANU will do to hire youth that are not working to go around talking to people or campaigning. How does a person who is unemployed, having no job, but is the one who is promising people that we are creating jobs? So we are not there. Our only gain, if ever is going to come, will be our freedom, where we are dealing with the people in honesty, we are following, we are transparent, we are democratic, as it were. We are not just talking democracy, but we actually practice it. If we talk about gender parity, you will see it in our structures that we will have women holding influential positions in as much as men are doing. We are not an organization of promises, but we are an organization of delivery. That's why we are saying when you promise something, you must explain how you are going to do it, so that we can see that is this realistic or this is just for competitive purposes.
Ndavabvunza ini ndikati asika pane vamwewo vanoshora kuti masangano mamwe akazvimirirawo naivowo vari kudya vachiwanawo mari kubva kune zviri kuitika munyika vabva vataura ivo kuti aiwa ivo sangano ravo isangano remubatanidzwa wevanhu vari kuzviitirawo basa rekuitira kuti vanyatsoona kuti zvii zviri kuitika saka hapana kwavari kuwanikwa ivo vachiwana mari yavangati ivo vangazonzi nevanhu vari kudya zvavanenge vachitaura ndo zvavari kuita saka vari kuti aiwa hachisi chokwadi kuti vanganzi nevanhu aiwa vapindawo kuti vadyewo sezviri kuitwawo zviri kutaurwawo nevanhu kunze uku.
Mr. Ncube, 10 seconds, your last word.
My last word is to say in the opposition, let's be mindful of the promises that we make, lest we fall prey to the schemes and the doings of ZANU-PF, where you'll be promising people for 40 years. You always make tricks to promise this today, tomorrow you promise that, The next thing you are crying, saying that due to sanctions, you cannot deliver. We need to be honest, transparent, democratic, and truthful to our suffering masses.
Aiwa, tinokutenda vese vanga vakatitsirira muzuva ranhasi. Tawanikwa isu tine vanyarikani vakawanda ipo pano pachirongwa chedu tanga tina vanyube. Tikanzwa zvakare kubva kune avo vachange vari kukupidza vanobva kumabato akasiyana siyana. Tanzwa kubva kuzano PF, tikanzwa kubva kune vamwe vari kutsigirawo MDC Alliance, tikanzwawo kune Republican Party VCCC nevamwewo vachivimbisa kuti vachange vari kuunza pundutso kana vachinge vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mukana wokuti vapinde muparamende. Ini ndini Mafla Sifanganya, huye ndiri muWashington.